You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The government said it is planning to reduce merchant service fees for small businesses, which is a fee that banks charge for every transaction made on contactless debit or credit cards. The plans include capping the service fees for credit card transactions to 0.8% in line with Australia, while online debit card transactions will be capped at 0.6%. And this is good news for Paul Dyson, who is the director of Auckland Cafe Scarecrow. He said that banks have been overcharging businesses and they have different rates for various card types, and the government's changes can bring relief to businesses.
We feel that the banks charge excessively for the use of credit cards, even FPOS cards if you're using PayWave. And I think that this announcement yesterday was a big relief for us. Every month we pay thousands of dollars in fees to the banks, even though in particular in the last year we haven't made any money at all. In fact, we've struggled to stay afloat. The banks have still taken their fees. And that's a burden for all small businesses, but particularly retail, and especially, of course, in this difficult time, hospitality. So we welcome the initiative by the government and hope that it happens really quickly.
How much usually did you pay in those merchant fees?
Somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 a month.
Is that quite a lot for the business?
Yes, it's a significant part of the business. But we pay extra when somebody uses a PayWave, which, of course, during COVID, PayWave was encouraged, so people didn't touch things. Contactless payment was encouraged right around the world. They still charge, even for FPOS, which is a direct debit from your own account. And I also feel that there's a significant disparity between what we pay here and, for example, what the parent banks of the New Zealand banks charge in Australia. So most of the banks here, as you know, are Australian owned, and they charge far less in Australia for using credit cards, the merchant services fee, than they do here, I understand. In fact, there's a difference in fees for every single type of card. So when we get a report from the bank every month with all of the fees that are charged, a Visa card from Japan will be different from an American Express card from the US, will be different from a Visa card in New Zealand, or a Diners Club card, or whatever it is from the UK. On top of that, banks charge, as I said, for using the PayWave, and that varies as well. So we can't predict in advance what we should be, what we will be paying.
Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Dr. David Clark said at the policy announcement yesterday that the high cost of fees put added financial pressure on businesses during the pandemic, and the plans could save New Zealand businesses around $74 million. But some businesses think it only offers little help to falling revenue. Adeline Matron is the owner of the Albert Park Cafe in Auckland. She said a lot more customers have been using contactless payments since the COVID-19 pandemic started last year, and the service fees cost the business $80 to $150 a month. She is pleased to hear about the changes, but thinks it only offers limited relief.
I think it's a tiny help, but yeah, I'm sure it will help. Every little thing is done at the moment is a help for businesses, small businesses, cafe, retails, especially in the city. That's not going to save businesses, unfortunately, that are struggling already.
The government is aiming to seek final policy decisions on reducing merchant fees in mid-2021, with a view to the full regulatory regime coming into effect next year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.